to the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show.
Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry.
Sing it, boss man.
You better not bow. I'm telling you why.
It's boss time.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
It's holiday break-in day. Two down, a bunch more to go. We got two to get to in this segment.
Right, let's do it.
There is no station that has done more break-ins than 105.7 The Hawk on the Jersey Shore.
Ooh, the legendary.
Mm-hmm. We've been on. We'll be celebrating our 10th anniversary there this year, which is really in radio.
Yeah,
10 years on a station.
It's a long time.
I mean, you get gold watches for things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't, but it's a long time.
But you should.
But you should. Hey, you don't, but you should.
You should get something awesome for that.
Yeah.
Last time we talked to Andy Chase, he was up on a billboard for Oceans of Love, which was a very successful campaign, biggest one ever. Well done to you for that. Today, you're breaking into a home on the Jersey Shore.
Yes, I am. But first, I really just want to thank all of you for all the help you did do for us for Ocean of Love.
My gosh.
It was unprecedented this year. So I personally want to thank each and every one of you.
Oh, well, Andy, we were glad to do it. Yeah, we were glad to do it.
Yeah, that was, and you said $130,000. The goal is $105,000, right?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome. It means a lot. And we got a really nice note from, is it Linda at Oceans of Love?
Yep, Linda Gillick from Oceans
yeah,
of Love.
She sent just the nicest letter and everything else. So it's a lot of hard work by them. Andy, today it's a lot of hard work by the staff at 105.7 The Hawk and some other people and a lot of volunteers, no doubt, to do this break-in.
Well, when we decided to do this break-in this year, you know, every year we get so many emails, and it's just a pile of emails. And it's so hard to go through all of them because you hear the stories, how sad it is, and how do we decide who to help out? Because everybody could use the help, but we really this year just wanted to kind of focus on the children, on the kids. So basically, you know, we got a short email from the accomplice, and he basically just writes, Mr. and Mrs. Blank have four children.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Blank lost his job several months ago and has been unable to secure employment. Due to his unemployment, the family fell behind in rent and was evicted from their home. Since then, they've been living in a motel while trying to find a home for their children.
Finally, at
the beginning of December, they found a home to rent. Unfortunately, all the money they've been able to save is used for security, rent, and utilities. They have no money left to purchase gifts for the children or a Christmas tree. Turns out Will, our accomplice, donated the tree, which is very nice. He goes, I work with Mrs. Blank. She spends many hours crying over this and thinking that she's a failure and a bad mother.
Oh, man.
She's truly a good person and a great mother. She loves her children. I would do anything for them. Please help this family in need so that they can have Christmas.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like they're great parents.
They got four kids, 10 months, 3 years, 9 and 12.
Wow.
Okay. You know, the 9 and the 12s are the ones that there's your big emotional impact. I mean, 3 and 10 is great. 3 years and 10 months is great, but they it's easy to forget when you're that little with the things happening to you, but maybe they'll remember the 3-year old, who knows?
But at those older
ones, man, those kids have been probably going through stress that is not necessary for a child to have.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something that you wouldn't expect a child to have a stress about something like that. The anxiety of knowing that it's just not going to happen. And all of a sudden there you are, you know?
Yeah,
exactly. That's why we decided, you know, it's for the kids, you know. We understand some of the stories with, you know, family members leaving and diseases, and it's all horrible. We get that. But to see these beautiful children, not just to – they should at least get Christmas. One of the things in life is have a Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's why we did this. And we came in the house, and they have the tree, and that's pretty much it. I mean, there's kids – I think the parents are sleeping on the couch. One kid's sleeping on an air mattress. So we're having a bed delivered to them today. We're going to have a bed coming here a little bit later.
And
we just brought clothes and toys. And everything just that the kids should enjoy at their age. And it's amazing what these presents under the tree looks like. When these kids come home later on today with their parents, they are going to be blown away of what happened today.
You know, in a dream world, and I think this is pretty realistic, those kids will remember that forever. And when they're older, they will, you know, it's sort of a pay it forward idea. And we've gotten emails from people who experienced similar things when they were little. And they say that it sticks with them the rest of their life, and they're going to, you know, when they're older and they're adults, if they have an extra dollar or two, they'll be more likely to throw it in to the Salvation Army kettle or whatever sort of charity. And even if they don't, the idea that they're, you know, that the parents are wherever they are today, are going to come home and they're going to realize that the kids are going to have a great Christmas. That's going to be the best for them. And those kids are going to be amazed. I can't imagine what that would be like, what that would mean.
Yeah, they're going to walk in. Like, when we got here, the tree is up. It's a very pretty tree, but there wasn't a single present underneath the tree. And now we just transformed the living room, and it looks like it looks beautiful. So
yeah,
we're very happy these kids are going to get what they need and what they deserve. So we really hope they're celebrating.
How about you?
Is the accomplice there, Andy?
The accomplice is here. He's kind of floating around somewhere.
Are they going to tell the family, or what are they going to do? Do you know? Are they just going to leave it a complete mystery?
Well, basically, the mother had to find out because we had to find out what size we need clothes for the kids and things like that and what they're into. They got the dad and the kids out of the house, so they're doing breakfast. They're going to Seaside. When they come back, it's going to be a huge surprise for the family.
Gosh.
So the mom's in on it, but she just found out, so we had to get in touch with what she needed.
At some point, you need good info, right?
Absolutely. Especially with their ages, because we want to know what's appropriate for them, too.
Yeah. Can you imagine? We say this every year. I would give anything to be a fly on the wall when these families come home.
Oh, for sure.
Would be, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then I would dehydrate myself with all of the tears. That's what would happen.
Yeah.
So, Andy, well done.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope you guys have a very happy holiday and a very happy new year.
Thank you. Hard
you
not
too.
To, buddy.
Likewise,
well done.
Andy.
Good job to
Talk
you.
Talk to you soon.